And once again, a huge shout out to all of our financial supporters who help us fund this show each and every week. We cannot thank you enough. It enables us to do great things like our giveaways and so on. All of our community, all of our 87A Survivors Club, your names are there on the screen right now. Thank you so, so much. A special shout out to our three podcast bosses, Kenny Baker, Cinnamon, and Palmer, who's just joined us. Welcome, buddy. And our live show Chad, the one, the only, Roger Roaster. 4 months, mate. Thank you so, so much. But just know that all of you who are legends, just by watching the shows each and every week, help keep us going strong. Thank you all for your support, and we hope you enjoy this week's show. And welcome one and all to this week's episode of the Daisy Podcast, episode 170. No Cobra this week, folks. He's got a sore toothy peg. I reckon he's like I was there for a while, Red Hunter, and missing a tooth, and he's too embarrassed to come on the show and show it off, buddy.
Well, hello.
Hey, yeah, there you go. Yep.
You hear me clearly?
I can hear you clearly, mate. This week's guest, everyone, as I just shared in the different chats, is Red Hunter. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. And you?
Not too bad at all, mate. Not too bad at all. Mate, thank you so, so much for coming on. Mate, how many different maps are you working on at the moment?
Okay, so there's a lot. There's Iceland. There's Dead Isle. There's Ukraine. There's Alaska.
There's Madagascar.
Madagascar.
But the one that really excited me, mate, is New York.
Yes.
For ages, I have said, I think New York, Manhattan Island would make a great map. Now, off the top of my head, I'm not sure what the exact size of Manhattan Island is IRL, but I always just thought, you know, a smaller, more compact map, shrink it down a bit, make it, if you can, you know, more vertical. You got Central Park for a bit of a forest area as well. I just think it would be a killer map, mate.
Yes, I already have the assets also for Manhattan, the bridge, the Statue of Liberty, the apartments.
Wow.
So it's just...
And these are all things you can add? They're all enterable?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, dude. So the next question I have, mate, is either you must be one of these really... you got your shit sorted, because I can barely manage to get this show going each week, let alone do some of the spotlight interviews I'm doing in the background. You're working on, you know, half a dozen maps, if not more. How do you control your time and all that? Like focus, keep focused on, you know, get on one map and getting one out. And that's got to be really hard to manage by yourself.
Well, I do a lot of modding on the side job, so I have to do the structures, the zombies, plus the coding, plus the map. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I do patches for each map. I try to do timelines each week. So I update a different map each week. So yep. Right now I'm just focusing on finishing Iceland for this weekend.
Yep.
It's completely a remake. And Dead Isle is almost finished. So after, I'm going to proceed to finish Alaska and Ukraine.
Okay, so what we'll do, all the smoke, sadly, Cobra has a sore toothy peg. I think he said something about he got infected and he's got to get a piece removed from his gum or something like that after having a wisdom tooth removal. So, yeah, that's pretty horrendously painful, that sort of stuff. But... yeah, so what we will do is I'm just going to share your Iceland trailer for everyone who may not have seen it. So 3, 2, 1, unmute.
Lizards surround this place. The cold snow buries the blood of the fallen. At the red sky, Iceland, a place where many freeze until the last breath.
Put your hands up right now.
That's a beautiful trailer, mate. Did you make that yourself?
No, I made this with Mitado, one of my best friends. He's a filmmaker. I did the voices, he did all the filming, and I did the acting with characters.
We've been saying it for ages. Marx was the big champion of it because, you know, I used to always say people need to support modders more, and Marx would always say, yeah, but they need to lift their game. That's exactly what I think Marx was talking about when he was saying it. And we've seen so many modders doing that. You know, Dumpgrass done it with a lot of his stuff. But it's all well and good to do the modding, but you've got to do some good promos of the sort of stuff that you're working on, and that is just classic, absolutely classic. All the Smoke, thank you so, so much for that, mate. We're trying. This is a new streaming platform. I did an interview with Wobo earlier, and we couldn't get it to work. It just wouldn't work with his microphone and that. But, yeah. So, mate, that is there polar bears? Like, that's the one thing I was hoping to see is custom polar bears.
There's custom polar bears. Oh. There's walrus.
A walrus? There's penguins.
Yes. There's baby penguins, too.
Yep.
And there's foxes.
Oh, nice. Yep, little and obviously the wolves as well. Actually, I'm not sure if Iceland has wolves, does it?
There's no wolves, but there's huskies only.
Huskies, okay, yep. Yep. Can you tame them or no?
No, you can't. They're okay. A little bit bitey.
Oh, man. I don't know whether I can. Wolves, I've never had an issue with. I don't know why. Maybe it's just a mental thing. But I've never had an issue with taking out wolves. But dogs, I said to Hunter, Rag, it's Hunter with the dog mod, that I can't lose the dogs. So that's, oof. I don't know whether I can do that. Oh, God, but I want to play it. Those abominable snowman, yetis, Bigfoots, whatever you want to call them, they look pretty good too, mate. Who did those models for you?
So what I do is I buy the assets off a website with a license permission key. So it's licensed under my name. So I could use it on my server. But they when you buy them, it's just a model. So I have to rig them. I get to add the animation. I have to configure and code it to work in DAISY.
Okay.
So that's how I port to models.
Yep. And I'm guessing you're probably just using like a zombie attack animation for them or?
I use all vanilla animations.
Yep.
Yeah. All in a legal way.
You might have to have a chat with Hunter and find out how he does the custom stuff because it'd be so cool to see them doing some custom Yeti abominable snowman attacks or something like that. I think even if you were to maybe hook up with Matty Ice, I think he's got plans for something similar for his map. I hope I haven't just given something away there, but yeah, I'm a bit stupid to remember. I think everyone knows he's doing that. But yeah. And come to, you know, work together on something, you know, share some assets or however that sort of stuff works. But so how long have you been doing this for, mate?
So now it's been 2 years about. In the beginning, I used to just do server hosting on Xbox. Then I decided to go on PC to do modding. Then I found out how to do mapping, and that's when I fell in love with mapping, and I've been doing it since then.
Yep.
But and I've been playing DayZ for a while. I'm sorry.
No. How long have you been playing for?
Since Arma 2.
Oh, you're a real old school person.
Yes. 35 years old.
What do you think of DayZ standalone compared to the old Arma 2 mod?
Well, on Arma 2, I would say the zombies are a little more spooky because they follow you everywhere. But it's a lot more glitchy.
Yep.
But I do like the Arma way of having all the gear and stuff like that. But I prefer the standalone DayZ.
Looking at the early DayZ standalone inventory, it's one of the things that's always hard when you're comparing a game like DayZ that's been around for so long to the original ones that, you know, for those who got to play the mod and those who played early DayZ standalone, is that, you know, they call it the rose-tinted glasses effect, where you your first experience with something is always going to be the most memorable. You look back and, oh God, that was so good back then. You know, back in the day, boomer mentality.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like a lot of the old school games like DayZ and, Counter-Strike, those games.
Yep.
I played a lot of those, Half-Life. I did a lot of modding for Half-Life too before DayZ.
Yeah, I'm just bringing up your Steam page. Oh, no, that's not the right link. There we go. We'll share this. Hopefully everyone will be able to see it.
Yeah,
so there we go. We've got New York. How far is that one into being developed?
Yeah, this one will be developed early 2024.
Yep. Madagascar?
That will be before New York. This is like my before last map that I'm going to be working on. I already started it with General Bundy.
Are you going to have penguins on Madagascar?
No, I won't.
What about King Julian?
I'm not sure. What is that? I'm sorry, because I'm French mostly.
Okay, so have you seen the Madagascar movies, the animated movies?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. King Julian.
Okay.
The penguins. Yeah. So now you get my penguin reference as well. Sorry about that.
But yes, lions.
Mate, I did not pick you as French. I didn't pick you as French. Your English is impeccable.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm from Quebec in Canada.
Ah, okay. That's probably why your English is impeccable, unlike that bum Dancer Jesus. I love hanging shit on him. I just did an interview with Wobo and I hung shit on him in there as well. It's kind of, yeah. Now, what is Dead Isle? Is that a take on the game, Dead Isle?
So Dead Isle was my first DayZ map.
Yep.
If you want to, you can check the videos and you'll see a little bit how it is.
Yep.
At first, it was six islands with six different environments. And you have temples on each island that takes you into a teleport that takes you to another island. There's Easter eggs on each island. But I decided recently to remake the whole map into one big island with two small islands.
Sorry, just jumping back. I just had Cobra sent me a message. He's on penicillin at the moment, so he must have a real nasty infection. Alaska, what's the deal with that one?
Okay, so this is one of my clients. He wanted me to make a map for him.
Yep.
So I started to make Alaska for him. It's not like I wanted to, because at first I wanted to do it a little bit like, you know, like Iceland, very detailed and everything. But he does not want me to put any buildings on the map. He only wants the vegetation and the terrain. And he wants to put all everything on it by Daisy Editor. But it's his choice. But I find it a little deceiving, because Alaska is a map that people want.
Mm.
And he does not want to share it to anyone.
Okay. Well,
so it's his business.
Yep. If he's paying for it, that's his right. I would love to see it. Because I think that is a map that would interest a lot of people. It would give me some strong the Long Dark vibes. Canada is where that game's set, but Ukraine.
Okay, so Ukraine is one of my clients too.
Yep,
this is going to be a big map. This is something I really want to be good. Recently, we're almost finished. I just need to finish the trains, the rails everywhere on the map, and the bridges. And I have to have a look at every place I built. But it's going to release soon. It's going to release the maximum 3 weeks.
Okay. The Japan map?
Japan is currently available for everyone.
Yep.
It's public. If you click on it, you'll see how it looks a little bit, I think. Yep.
Okay. Oshima Island?
Yes, this was a great map that I made. It's going to be rebuilt too, to look a lot more finished. But if you see on the map, if you zoom, you click on the image, you'll see on the top left, you see the airfield.
Yep.
That is massive. This is one of the biggest airfield I've built in Daisy. This is a complete military area. People love going there. I don't know if you've seen Fresh Bonds play on this map.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so there's a lot of special assets to it. You start as a Japanese with an outfit of a Japanese. You can have a samurai outfit. There's Japanese houses everywhere. Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty special.
All right, just go back. And then the last one, obviously, is the one that brought you to my attention, which is the Iceland map.
Yes. So, Iceland. What happened to me recently is I wanted to finish it. And I was updating when the last Daisy patch got out, and it deleted my source file. So I lost everything.
Oh.
So dude. I was unable to do changes. Yes. So I decided to remake it completely. Same island.
After you cried for a little bit?
Yeah, after a bit of frustration, I decided to remake it. And currently, we have 30 locations done on the map. It's almost done. So it's going to be uploaded probably tonight or tomorrow.
You've got a girlfriend. How? How do you maintain a relationship and all of these mods at the same time? I know she's watching at the moment. You asked for a link. Hello, loyal girlfriend. But, dude, how much time do you spend?
I manage my time. There's always time.
Do you have a job as well? Or do you make a living from doing this?
I have a job as well.
Oh, my God. I'm a manager. Lord. Oh, Do you work in a similar industry, or you don't have to say exactly what if you don't want to, but or is this something you do something completely different and this is your hobby slash fun thing that you do in your spare time?
This is a completely different. I manage lines of production for vehicles.
Oh, okay.
I manage clients and my employees to prepare new cars for sale. I only deliver cars, check the cars, prepare them.
Yep.
Make sure everything is good with it, but it's completely different.
I'm genuinely amazed, mate. You've got so much. And then you say you make assets and stuff like that as well yourself. So you're a bit of an all-rounder in your skill set.
I don't sleep much. I sleep 4 to 5 hours.
you live on coffee, I guess?
Yes, I do. Yes, sir.
Do you have a good coffee machine or just like instant roast sort of stuff?
I have a coffee machine.
If you live on coffee, it is seriously one of the best things you can do is invest in a good coffee machine, isn't it?
Yes, it's important. I like it dark roast.
Yep.
And then with cream.
Yeah. See, I have a mix. Like I've got my sachets for first thing in the morning because I'm usually not quite up to breaking out the whole machine and waiting 5 to 10 minutes or so for it to do all of its stuff. And yeah, I don't think it's even that long. You can usually get it out a bit quicker, but sometimes I just like to boil the kettle, pour a cup up, and then once I've woken up a little bit, I'll go and make the proper coffee and, best thing you can ever have.
This is insane, mate. While you do it.
This is just, good idea, actually. This is just yet another example of we're so blessed for content. Again, apologies to our console brothers and sisters. But the PC community is so blessed. Look, I didn't even know the Japan map, maybe because I'm in Australia and we've got a limited range of servers here. Like I think there's even only one server that's running Pripyat, for example. But yeah, had no idea Dead Isle was a map or Japan. So I'm going to have to look into those give them a bit of a test run myself.
That'd be great.
I just discovered Lux the other day, which is an amazing map as well.
When you do your video share, I notice it's lagging the YouTube channel. I don't know if you'd noticed that.
No one said anything in chat. Might just be maybe your connection. Is anyone else in chat having any lag issues on the YouTube stream? Because we're streaming to...
when you did the video share of the trailer.
Oh, yep. Okay, yeah. Okay, that might have been the issue. We're still getting used to what this software is capable of, but for the most part, it's a lot better than what we had. Rag Tyson said it was running fine for him. So, yeah. Yep. Oh,
perfect.
Yeah. Wow, like... It's absolutely mind-blowing how many things you're working on. Yeah, the video was stuttering, but it was visible. Okay, Stephen Klasmiat said that as well. So, yeah, there were some issues there, but we're working on it. Overall, though, this new software is working out so much better for us. But yeah, you just must be one of these really high-achieving people, mate, because I can barely manage a few things at once, let alone trying my hand at so many different things.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Well, I have a lot of ideas in my head, so yep. I like to share it with the community.
I have lots of ideas. I just don't have the skill to carry them out.
It's a lot of time and patience.
Yep. So how did you get started into map design?
Well, at first, I saw that there was a few maps, and I wanted to create my own world, so I started to go at the modders' Discord, and I found someone called Rhino,
mm-hmm.
and he told me about map development and told me it's not that hard to do, to start off. So he taught me the basics. But I learned extremely fast. So I created Dead Isle in 4 days.
Damn.
It took me a week to release the first alpha. Then after 4 weeks, I was already at alpha 10. So now it's currently in beta stage.
Yep.
So I learned fast, but I'm visual. I need to see it on YouTube or someone needs to show me.
Have you joined Big Grandpa's Discord?
Yeah. Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Yep. Awesome. Good. I just love when people are sharing their knowledge and resources and stuff like that. Yeah, it's the best way to go forward with improving the game for everyone. Yeah, it's a win-win for everyone. You know, someone might be able to give you a perspective you hadn't considered or teach you a skill you didn't know. And yeah, just it's plus it's just a nice thing to do, isn't it?
Sharing is caring.
So if anyone's got any questions, feel free to ask. But I wanted to ask you, Red, 1.23, have you had a chance to play with it yet?
I haven't, actually. I've been too busy. I haven't. I've seen people play it, but I haven't tried it yet.
What did you think of the new Northwest Airfield?
I haven't seen that.
Oh,
see, mate. I was too busy.
Yep.
But I will.
Well, it's looking good, but the big question on everyone's mind is when's it going to drop? I haven't seen anything come through just yet from the dev team. Well, that's even a good question there, Supreme. I wonder how the Skybox changes will accommodate modded Sky versions like Dead Isle and such. Is that something you understand, Red? How's that going to work with the change to the 1.23 Skybox?
That's just going to be a fix, I guess. If they change the code, I'll have to patch it up so that it works again. Because currently on Iceland and Dead Isle, I have custom-made skyboxes. You can see the sky is different. It has different colors and everything.
Just made me wonder, what would happen with the skybox if you did a Southern Hemisphere map? I don't even know if there are any. Like, I think there's an Australian map, but that's about the only southernish sort of map that I can think of.
What do you mean?
Oh, with the skybox, because the skybox is set for the Northern Hemisphere, with all the astrology you see at nighttime in the and even the the position of the sun. Yeah. It's more to the south, whereas when you're in the Southern Hemisphere, the sun's more to the north in the sky. So, towards the equator. That's interesting. The skybox would be upside down. You're a cheeky fucker there, Mr. Scalespeeder. I'm excited for it. The other question I'm interested in your opinion, because you know, being a modder, you understand a bit more the scale of these sorts of things is, there's a lot of people talking about, is this going to be the last patch for the year? Because we are pretty close to November now. That leaves, 6 to 7 weeks for the dev team to maybe squeeze out another patch? Or are they just going to put their focus onto like a Christmas sort of update for the game? What are your thoughts on that, Red?
Well, I think they're going to add a bit of content. Mm-hmm. But they're slow in progress, so I don't expect too much. And there's probably going to be hot fixes too again.
Yep.
Because I love DayZ, but us modders, we hate it when there's updates because it breaks our mods. So it's a lot of a struggle when it happens. But it's for the good. It's for the greater good. So.
Yep. It is.
I don't know what they have planned because they hide a lot of their stuff.
They do. They're very, very good at hiding. Like it's one of the things I know some people get frustrated by, but I love seeing the community in the 87.8 Discord just start delving into the files when a new experimental patch is released and looking for stuff and people having theories on if there's going to be a vehicle or a weapon or they know that there's stuff sitting in the files, but there's always been stuff just sitting in the files. It's never ever made it, like the Grozer, the M249, things like that that have just never come fully to the game.
Yeah, like the bicycle.
Yep.
I'd love to have that eventually because it was in DayZ in the past in the old versions on Arma. So why? Yep. It would be a good asset to at least bring the bicycles to the coast so people can use them to go further in the map. Since not everyone likes to use vehicles.
Well, maybe some. Sorry.
maybe some helicopters eventually.
The great helicopters. We're not allowed to mention that. They still get PTSD from that being mentioned in the 2015 roadmap back in the day. But yeah. Okay, so a quick shill scene, folks. Don't forget you can support us by using Humble Bundle. We have an affiliate deal with them. And this week's sponsored one, I actually got it myself and gave away the stuff I didn't want from it. But have you ever used Humble Bundle yourself, Red?
Nope.
Mate, I'm genuinely really impressed with them. The quality of some of the packs, like I got this one, Sid Meier's Ultimate Collection One More Turn Game Bundle. And I chose the $40 pack just to give a little bit more to charity. But for 40 bucks Australian, so that's probably about 20 euro, I'm going to guess. And it probably similar in Canadian. I think our currencies are quite similar. But I got Civ 6 and a bunch of DLC for it. Civilization 5, the complete edition. Sid Meier's Civilization Beyond Earth. Sid Meier's Pirates. Civ 4, Civ 3, Starships, Railroads, Pacific Skies, Covert Action, Colonization, Ace Patrol. I gave away a lot of those. I just wasn't interested in those ones. It was more Civ 5 and Pirates and the Civ 6 stuff that I wanted. But bloody good deal. I was blown away by how good that deal was. So if you are interested, folks, link is in the description, and you can check that out yourself. But they've got plenty of other stuff. One of the things I do love for people like you, Red, is they actually have a lot of software bundles. Yeah. Like they've got this one here, which is expiring in just under 2 days, but Excel, Python, and Machine Learning Mega Bundle, Dungeons and Monsters for people who play tabletop games, Audio FX, Pay What You Want, Harmonic Hauntings, and Horrific Sound and Music Bundle. So for people like yourself who are looking for maybe some assets, I don't know how all of this works, but you can look at these sorts of things. You know, pay 35 bucks Australian, so about the same in Canadian, and get all of these different sound packs. I don't know what the legalities are, but it seems to me like, you know, you're paying for it and you're getting all of these sound effects that you can use for your game.
Interesting.
Yeah, yep. So it's good for that. And then they've also got, for the real nerds amongst us, books. And not just you know, stuff like Doctor Who Mega Bundle, but web design and development series of books that you can purchase. And quite a lot of them are, you know, cookbooks and cocktails. It's all sorts of weird stuff that they've got on there. But I just I'm so happy with it. And we just gave away, and it was Darkwing who's in chat who won the Humble Choice membership for a month. So he gets all of these games, and I got that as well just because I'm really enjoying what I'm seeing through the program, and gifted most of these away just for something nice to do. So, and it's a different pack every month. So seriously, consider looking at it, mate. Yeah, you might be able to I know they've done assets that you can use for in-game before as well. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to check it out. Thank you for the share.
Oh, you're welcome, mate. And I'll, yeah, we've got a permanent link in our Discord that if you use that, help support us and their charity, which is Wounded Heroes, which is something close to my heart, being a veterans charity. Okay. One thing that I've been chatting with people about, Red, is, and it's a bit like, it kind of ties in a bit with what you were saying. About how you lost a lot of stuff. And it is a bit of an issue for DayZ in that there's a lot of mods that just get abandoned or, you know, the person's unable to finish them or whatever. Like one of the ones that brought this topic to my attention, Red, was Akike, I think it is, one of the members of our Discord community, was working on a police car mod using the models in the game, but then sadly had to abandon it. It just breaks my heart when things like that happen, mate.
Yeah, I get you. When people do great mods and they just stop updating it and they don't give news, it's sad for the community. They should release the source file so someone else can continue it.
Well, it's part of why I wanted to discuss this is I found out in my discussions about it. I'll quickly show everyone the... let me just move that over there. So that they can see the concept that they were working on. But yeah, so using the model in the game, they managed to make a pretty much a working police car. And you know, the tweet was, and thanks to Wardog, we now have a fancy siren on the cruiser. And part of why I'm talking about this is I found out that the armor community actually have something called, let me just bring it up. The Community Update Project, that's the one. Have you heard of that before?
Nope.
Okay, so you're going to have to bear with me, folks. Thank you so much for the cheer there, Evilor. I really appreciate that, buddy. I'm still working on alerts and all the rest of it, so trying to get my head around all of that with the new streaming platform we're using. But okay, so here is the Armor Community Upgrade Project. And this was primarily designed to make sure is an issue to bring all the content of Armor 2 Combined Ops, Armor 2 ACR, and Take-On Helicopters from Bohemia Interactive into Armor 3, upgraded to the Armor 3 feature set. Its goal is to provide those assets to the community as a mod ready to use in the game and as a starting point for modders and mission makers to build upon and learn from. Cooperate and coordinate the effort to get a coherent port of Armor 2 content from BI to Armor 3 standards. Everyone can make use of the work to build mods and missions on their own as long as our mods are used as a dependency. Release of the content in a coherent way. I loved this idea. I thought it was just absolutely brilliant, Red. A team of, you know, reputable people, you know, they've got a nice website going for it. I imagine there's a Discord. You can donate to support what they're doing. But just an organized way of managing it. I know there's the in Forger Discord, but I'd love to see something like this, mate. What do you think of this idea?
I like that. I've played also Reforger.
Yep.
They're working on the Daisy mod. I've tried it.
Yep.
I like it. I like that they're expanding it. And I like that people like this do communities and try to do projects for everyone. Because it shouldn't be just basic Daisy. There's a lot to it.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely, definitely. Because I honestly couldn't believe I hadn't heard about this before. And I just think with, you know, it came out that there was a meeting between a bunch of modders, not just Daisy modders, but other modders, and one of the BI team. Where they were talking about, you know, porting stuff over to Inforger. And it just made me think that there's a scope for, no, there's Cobra in chat. Hey, people texting in from hospital. Oh, pleasure to have you on the show, Red Hunter. Hope everyone in chat as well. Hope you're doing okay, mate. But yeah, this would, you know, just to manage it, a point of contact, if someone, you know, obviously, in some cases, they may sell the mod to someone else if they're done with it, which is their right. You know, it's their content. But a place where if someone, for whatever reason, can no longer work on it, you know, maybe they've got a full-time job now or, you know, family life or, you know, just life in general just gets in the way, a community that they could feel confident they could go to and say, here's the assets. And people who are smart enough, not an idiot like myself, to be able to look at it and go, yeah, this is something we could take on and work with and make sure everything's handed over correctly, you know, work out, make sure that the person who started the project is attributed in the correct way and I don't know. Maybe it's too much work. Maybe I've got dreams of that are, you know, way out of my league. But I would love to see someone, anyone, you know, happy to do it under 87.8 if people think that would work well. But I just think hope for this red.
That would be a good idea. Yeah. So you're basically saying if someone abandons a project, to open a website like that and yep. put all the information so that the person can continue it, but yeah. still have your credit to it.
Yep, you know, come up with some sort of an agreement that if they ever want to come back and take control of it, it's theirs, you know, and, yeah, just try to do it in a way that, you know, benefits the community, because that's what it would be about, is, you know, trying to make sure the community gets the benefit of, yeah, and there's some amazing, just imagine if Jacob Mango and Arkansas are abandoned community to online tools.
Yeah, that would be tragic.
That'd be a nightmare for the game, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I don't even know if there'd be anyone smart enough to manage it, but those two are insane with their skills.
It's a lot of work.
But I don't know. Let us know your comments in the if you're watching this later, folks. Let us know your thoughts on it. I think there's scope for it. I would love to see something like that. You know, just so that, yeah, you know, something a bit more official than just a Discord chat. I don't go in the Inforger Discord too much because I feel stupid every time I'm in there, because everyone's way smarter than I am. But yeah, so let us know. Let us know what you think, whether it could go. What's the comment there from? Let me just bring that back up. Supreme, I believe that the Armor 3 community mod group released an official DLC for Armor 3 like Vietnam. Yeah, they did. Operation Prairie Fire, stuff like that. Yeah, they've really got their shit squared away, the Armor 3 modding community, with their what do they call it again? Scale Speed, I should remember, but community DLCs. When they do an official DLC in partnership with Bohemia. And we've never seen one for DayZ, which is always disappointing to me. Red?
Yes.
Yeah, hopefully one day we will. Hopefully one day we'll see one. Yeah, maps like yours and get some custom mods made. I was always hoping the Molsk was going to be an official community DLC, but it wasn't. So, yeah.
Well, officially... once I finish my maps, they will be all free to use.
Yeah.
So, like Japan currently.
Yep. I think probably the issue with DayZ is the fact that it's something I've never considered before, but it's console as well. So that probably adds extra barriers for doing a community DLC that BI may not have explored yet.
Yeah, like the workshop that they want to link on console.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, that would be crazy for console players. I just don't know if it would run correctly. But I think it's very possible.
Fingers crossed, mate.
If you can do it with other games.
Fingers crossed. Oh, man, my camera has just died on me. If you're playing your bingo cards, folks, that's a tech issue for Boydy. There you go. You get the terrible background and all my geeky gamer stuff now that my virtual one has died on me. But yeah. Okay. We are stuck on. I'm getting there. There we go. Don't need to see that anymore. Now, we don't have Cobra here, but Cobra each week does a content creator spotlight, Red. And I wanted to shine the spotlight on one of my favorites at the moment. And I know I talk about him quite a bit. But Gecko Fish. Have you ever watched Gecko Fish?
Yeah, I like that streamer. He's been on a few of my maps.
He is absolutely hilarious, this guy. Just the stuff that he shares is fingers crossed for what on console? Fingers crossed for community DLCs and stuff like that in the future. More access to the same mods that the PC community get with the with the future under Armor in Forger. So that's going to be fascinating to see how that all works. But yeah, it's just back to our boy Gecko Fish. I don't quite understand how he's never become bigger to the extent of, you know, the quality he puts into his production.
Me and Face have got to get to the cure. What the hell was that? A tree just fell down. What the are we hallucinating because of this disease? I don't want to point out the obvious, but in the miracle that we find the cure, only one of us could take it. It's getting worse. The hallucinations. No way.
It's mine.
It's mine, Face. It's fucked. No.
I just love his whole persona that he's got going, Red. He's so funny. Yeah, 7-time Hobo Wars champion, Lamborghini of the industry, failed porn star, and avid connoisseur of Brute 33. You know, he puts such a effort into. He's a true entertainer. He's not just an idiot like me who just turns on a webcam and starts talking. He puts on an actual show. Probably one of the best comparisons I can give him is to someone like what's his face?
Lax.
What? Sorry?
Lax.
Not even Lax. I don't even think Lax is quite at his level anymore because he's stepped away from the wigs and all the rest of it now, and Lax is just being more himself. Dr. Disrespect. Gecko puts on this persona, has his little catchphrases and all the rest of it, and the Bangkok Hilton, and if you haven't checked him out, folks, please do. I'll try to remember to put links in that in the description, but just search Gecko Fish, G-E-K-O Fish. He's one of the best. He's a laugh a minute. You won't be disappointed if you go check him out. He's got YouTube. He's always sharing stuff. It's just absolutely amazing with the level of content that he does. Okay, another quick shill is our sponsor, Lid Hosting, sharing the links in chat, folks. But if you're looking for a server in the EU region, look no further than checking out Lid Hosting. It's a server hosting company run by an actual DayZ gamer and modder. So he understands better than most other providers out there the requirements of what you will need for a PC to run DayZ effectively, because it's a pretty resource intensive game, isn't it, Red?
Yes, it's hard to find a proper host. I use GTX mostly though.
Yep.
But Lid Hosting, I'm gonna have a look at that.
Yeah, his name's Drower. You'll probably get along with him great, mate, because he's French as well. He speaks English as well, but yeah. But he does all the different games as well. Armor, 7 Days to Die. All the options are there. Use our link, help support us as well. He's been great in supporting us as well. So, yeah.
Does he host in the United States?
No, he's only the EU region at the moment. He does have a free trial for 72 hours as well. Falkenstein and Helsinki is where the two server data centers are set up at the moment. So check him out.
Perfect.
What else have we got there? Now, something that I'm doing, Red. I've kind of kept it quiet, but our supporters, our channel supporters over on YouTube, and anyone else who has the Giga Chat and the or Discord chat and the other ways that people could support us in our Discord and that are aware of it. But I'm doing a promotion this year, Red, to celebrate the 10 years anniversary of Daisy Standalone on the 16th of December. And the idea I came up with is what you see on the screen now, the 12 days of Christmas. So for the first time publicly on the show, I'm going to announce, I've actually finally done an interview with Dean Hall. That interview is done and dusted. It's in the bag, edited up. I'm just going to do a few little changes to it. But the whole idea of this is 12 interviews with people of note that I'm going to be dropping in the 12 days leading up to Christmas. I just did Wobo last night, so about 12 hours ago, sat down with Wobo and talked to him about the journey that DayZ has taken him on. Did he get a word in? Bugger off, Scarsbeater. Evil Law, thank you so much, mate. Greedy Peasant is a fellow Aussie, and I've had him on the show before. I absolutely love the guy. Greedy is a dead set legend, and he's a supporter of our show as well. But he got a lot of words in. The interview with Dean Hall was absolutely amazing. The topics we talked about might surprise people. He was so open and honest. It blew me away. Questions I thought he might not want to answer. I sent him through the list of questions beforehand, but he said there's really nothing I won't talk about. From his feelings on leaving DayZ and where DayZ is now. So it's going to be one hell of an interview for everyone. It was a personal, it's not out yet, Darkwing. That will be released on the 16th of December is what I've decided. I was saying Christmas Day, but I chatted with Wobo and even during the interview, I said, when do you reckon? He goes, you got to do that one on the 16th, Boydy. And he goes, plus Christmas Day, most people are going to be kind of busy. It'd be a waste to release Dean Hall's interview on Christmas Day. What do you reckon, Red?
Well, I'm going to have a look at that.
It's an amazing interview. It really is. I think it went for about 2.5 hours.
If you want, I could publish it on my Discord.
Yeah, look, when it's out, I'll share it with everyone. But it pretty much the number one interview I've always wanted to do. There's only one other person left on my bucket list. There's a few actually, but one really big one, and that's Frankie. But he's playing hard to get. I've got to keep on seducing him. How could he resist a face like this, Red? But no, I'm still finalizing the full list, but tentatively Eugen Harton has agreed to do one. Toprek has agreed to do one. I'm speaking with Fubar Bundy and Alan, which is one of the greatest love stories in DayZ. There's a number of people, some I haven't reached out to yet, and others that I still am waiting to hear back from to finalize it. But 12 interviews that'll be released, one a day, like the 12 Days of Christmas song. On the 12th day of Christmas, boy, he gave to me.
So, I love the idea.
I try to come up with something each year. You know, this year, financially, it's been a bit of a struggle with a lot of things. You know, my car's in getting repairs again, $6,000 worth of repairs. So I won't be doing as big of a giveaway this year. Hopefully we can still get stuff. Wellington's reached out and said he's happy to help. I'm working on something with Windstride, but yeah, we'll work something out, folks. I still want to be
able to. I love that guy, Windstride. He helped me a lot.
Isn't he just the best? He's got a wicked sense of humor. The idea that we've got, I would love to share it, but it won't be a giveaway this year, folks. You guys aren't going to get to every year for the last 2 years. What we've done, Red, is we give away the chance to add something to Windstride's clothing pack. This year, we're going to create something, and I hope everyone likes what we're going to create. Windstride loves the idea, it's going to be something to celebrate 10 years of DayZ. So fingers crossed, everyone loves it. We've got a few cheeky ideas, and we will be asking some of the community members for ideas as well. So if you're a supporter, keep an eye on the supporter chat for DayZ. And yeah, I absolutely agree. All the smoke. Love to watch the Alan and Fubar interview. Alan was kind of surprised. I was chatting in Fubar's stream last night. He was like, "What do you want to talk to me?" And I said, "You and Fubar, do you know Fubar Bundy Red?"
Bambi? Is it Bambi?
Fubar Bundy. Fubar Bundy. No, I don't. It's kind of surprising. If you know Lax Hawthorne, then imagine Lax Hawthorne, but with a longer legacy. And honestly, a lot more funny. Lax is funny, but Fubar Bundy and Alan, the chemistry between those two, just it all goes back to a video called Dick Pics. That's all I will okay. say. That's all I will say. If you haven't, after this, I'll try to remember to send you a link, actually. But it's the first time they met properly, and they're still friends to this day. They've holidayed together and... they're lifelong friends now, and the chemistry between those two when they stream together is gold, absolutely gold. So
send me the links and I'll subscribe and I'll watch them.
Now, we did a community quiz. Something new that we're doing on our YouTube channel, Red, is in conjunction with the team from DayZ Wiki, which if you ever need to know anything about DayZ, the wiki is the place to go. But we did a community post. Let me bring it up. There it is. So we had 79 votes on this one. I'll ask you, being a map maker, if you know the answer to this one, Red. What is the tallest peak in elevation in South Zagoria, the playable area of Chernarus?
The tallest what? I can't read. It's too small.
Oh, sorry. The tallest peak, the tallest mountain.
On Chernarus?
Yep.
I have no idea.
Kozlov's Peak, Green Mountain, Bald Mountain, okay. or St. Roman?
It's Kozlov's Peak.
Yes, it is. Kozlov's Peak, the one up... the top of the map. And whilst it might not look as impressive as like Bald Mountain or something like that, just because of the position it is on the map, yeah, it's much higher. So thank you so much to the DayZ Wiki team and to the 57% of people who got it right. We did put a comment there for people who may not have known, but here's the link that takes you to the... Oh, no, it's not showing screen. I'll switch over to it, but this is just some of the various information they have available on the DayZ Wiki. There's a hell of a lot, and as always, like down here, you can join their Discord and help them with keeping the stuff updated, because like you said, it's not just the modders who hate it when they do an update, Red. It's also the DayZ Wiki, because they've got to add stuff, change stuff, and yeah, they always keep them. These guys are all doing this voluntarily.
Yeah, that's a lot of work too. And little comment with the mountains. I would say, I believe, it might not be true, but I think on Iceland, I have the biggest mountain in DayZ.
Sorry, it's not Kozlov's Peak. It's St. Roman. Oh, what am I saying? I'm an idiot. I just checked it then. St. Roman's the highest one. Oh, God.
The elevation is 550?
Yeah. Yep.
I have 1,200.
Wow.
Yes.
Is it very steep, or is it like a gradual, or is that one of the volcanoes we saw on the images?
It's steep, but you can go by the side to climb it.
Yep.
some spot is more smooth to climb it.
So I've just clicked on it there for you, idea, Ryan. It is located in the northwest of the map. There it is there.
Okay.
St. Roman Ski Resort. And is accessible by road. So that was quite interesting, actually. The majority of people got that wrong. The most of them said Kozlov's Peak, which is one that most people commonly refer to as Skyrim. And I understand why, because it does look the most intimidating and daunting when you see it on the map, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Okay, what else have we got? Have you heard of the Daisy movie coming?
Nope. There's a Daisy movie coming. I did not know that.
It hasn't been even made at this stage. It's still in development, planning, scripting, and all the rest of it. But they've actually got a Discord going now, which is discord.gg/thedaisymovie, which you can join and find out more about it. And I highly encourage people to go in there and do it. I know that they're looking for investors. So, you know, if that's something you would consider, jump over there and check it out. But I think they released in the Discord as well. There's like a proof of concept video. But I don't know whether I can share it. Let me just check. I did ask Jay. No, I haven't got a clearance from him yet to share it. But it is in that Discord if you want to see it. So go check it out, folks. It's pretty awesome. Just a very short concept idea of what the part of the movie will be, and it blew me away with just how well it was done. I cannot recommend it enough to go and check out their Discord. I'll grab the link to it now and put it in the chats. Let me go back here.
So will Look, this be an animation movie or?
No, it's a live action movie.
Realistic? Okay.
Yep. Okay. It will be, Idea Ryan, it will be a hard movie to do right. But if you go back and watch the spotlight interview I did with Jay several months back, if there was anyone that wasn't someone who we knew doing it, Jay would be the right guy. He actually plays Daisy. He's very passionate about it. And if you go in there and check out that trailer, even just the trailer they released has got me excited about it. So definitely worth going and checking it out, folks. The Daisy movie trailer. What did you think of it, Orion? Well, while he answers that question, what is something that you would like to spotlight? Something we do each week is, you know, spotlight something that we would like people to know about. What's something you would like people to know about, Red?
The spotlight? Well, I would say Hunter Z for all the great mods he's been doing lately. And I don't know if anyone knows about it, but he's working on a horse mod. And that's something I'm really looking into it.
Oh, doesn't it look good?
It looks crazy.
I think we've shown that on the stream as well in that, it's just the dude is a machine with what he's him and Rag Tyson are probably my two favorite modders at the moment. They just keep on blowing me away with the ideas they come up with. You know, I think Rag's got that vehicle one where you drive the vehicle on and you scan the vehicle and then you can repair it with the right parts. And we've actually got, it kind of segues into the next point. Next week's guest, which is Genesis with the computer mod that he's making, which has CCTV included in it. Just There's also got a territory mod, which adds maintenance to a base. You got to like load gas into it to keep it keeping your territory flag going, and your it's just phenomenal. The ideas that you modders come up with just consistently blow me away, Red. Stuff we imagine, you guys make possible. Stuff we didn't think you could do, you guys find ways to make it possible. It's brilliant.
Yeah, there's another guy that I've loved recently. It's the underground bases.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard about that.
Yes. Yeah? Another amazing mod.
Yes. It saves a lot of performance on your server too, because it's outside the world.
Sorry, I'm just sending a message to Jay now in case he's online, just asking if we can. But look, I just want to thank you so much for coming on, mate. I'm blown away by the sheer volume of stuff that you've been working on.
I appreciate the invite. Thank you a lot for the interview.
It's insane, mate. I don't know how you managed to stay on top of everything that you're doing. It's incredible. And like Zyson said there, mate, that's a really important point, Red, with what you were saying. That, yeah, it just blows me away, removes that base lag. I've just gotten a message. We are fine to show the proof of concept. Who wants to see it?
I do.
Okay, give me one sec. Now, I might drop it back. It says it's in HD. Okay, 1440p. We'll drop it back to 1080. Hopefully that makes it so it doesn't lag too bad. Okay.
That was to be expected. But the deception, the cruelty, the suffering. Will any of us retain our humanity amongst the chaos?
DayZ is set in the post-apocalyptic world of Janarus, which is an Eastern European fictional country which has become overrun by infected. This is an exciting mixture of the horror, drama, and action genres. We have this rich ensemble of characters, all with their own unique motivations and needs and wants. Some will do whatever they must to survive. Some will kill, others will loot, others will steal, others will cooperate. The trust that comes into that. Do we trust this person? Don't we trust this person? Are they friend? Are they foe? That's what truly makes DayZ unique.
What'd you think?
That was incredible. I love it. Can't wait to see that.
It's still not 100% confirmed it's going to happen. There's still a lot of hoops they have to jump through. But the reasoning, like, the way he talks about it there, at the end when Jay was talking, he sums up what I believe DayZ is. You don't know who to trust. And the fact that, you know, that they acknowledge, just the little reference of you waking up on the beach, on the coast, so to speak. And and literally that is not the movie. That's just a proof of concept that, you know, they can show to investors to say this is basically a concept of it. They've got some other stuff out there publicly on their Twitter, the storyboard sort of stuff. And I'm like you, simply. I love DayZ. And I don't know. But I showed that to my missus, and she has a love-hate relationship with DayZ. She loves it because I love it, but she hates it because I love it too much. But she watched that and she said, I'd watch it. The visuals in that were stunning.
Yeah, they need like to have the green light, basically.
Yeah.
They need to be approved for to start their movie.
Mm-hmm. And they need the investors as well, movies don't get made for nothing. So, actively working on that at the moment. So, fingers crossed. I'm quite excited. Quite excited to see it.
It needs to be more shared so the community could help them.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what they're doing. But they've got to do it in certain, because it's big movie sort of stuff, they've got to do it in certain manners and certain ways. So, join the Discord, folks, and there's roles you can select there if you want to know more, and check it out. But once again, Red, you're a machine, mate. Funny. Seven maps on the go, mate. Just keep it up. I'm definitely going to be checking them out myself. I hadn't heard of the Iceland map until, I can't remember who shared it with me in our Discord, but said I needed to reach out to you, and then to find out that you're making my dream map, New York. Is that playable yet, or is that still in very early access, very early alpha?
It's very early. Only the Terran is done. I keep the on pause for now.
Keep us updated. Post up anything in our Discord and we'll share it as well. But I'm definitely very interested in Manhattan Island / New York. I've been saying that for quite some time, but that would make a fantastic map. And to know you've got many of the assets done already, going to have King Kong on the is that? Empire State Building.
No King Kong, but it's going to be a little bit like I'm Legend, the theme.
Oh,
yes.
I'm rocking that. That's a great movie. Great movie. Mannequins and all the rest of it, and I'm excited for that. But, mate, thank you so much for coming on. I wish you all the best. And, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you all same time, same channels next week for episode 171, the DayZ podcast with the one and only Genesis team with their amazing territory mod and their CCTV camera mod as well, which is just, people blowing me away with what they're working out how to do within this clunky spaghetti engine that is DayZ. All the best, and bye for now.